That is one piece of fantastic guitar playing by a woman named Kim Turner, who backed Natalie Merchant for a while, and now has kind of fallen into obscurity for reasons that are lost on me. That lady's got such a great tone with the guitar, and she didn't play fast, just plays great. So,
what's her name?
Kim Turner.
Never heard of it.
And this version of Natalie Merchant's Carnival is certainly...
I like that song.
I do, too. I like it a lot.
I was just thinking the guitar's kind of ruining it.
Yeah, get out of here. Welcome back, everybody. This is the STL United Show. Here's your host, Tom Schwartz, joined by a cast of
thousands. Thank you, Edmundo. All right, Charles Corr.
Yes, sir.
Don Rickles. What do you have in common with, what do you say, Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra, Milton Berle, and thousands of others, having been insulted by Don Rickles, except with me, it was early in Rickles' career.
What year?
Probably 1959.
Russell wasn't even born yet.
There's one of those moments where you think to yourself, could I please disappear? Will the floor open up?
So you're at a small club. In 59, he wasn't a big deal.
This is right after he'd insulted the right people. I was helping out a friend of mine. He was taking his girlfriend, who's now been his wife for 55 years, to her senior prom. And I took a friend of hers, and we needed someplace to go afterwards.
High school. You went to see Don Rickles in high school?
Well, I asked my boss in the liquor store.
This explains a lot. I asked my boss in the liquor store.
No, it gets better as it goes along.
I was in college by then. They're in high school. Okay, so I'm either 19 or 20. My friend is 20 or 21. The two women there are 18. And my boss said, I just saw this great guy down the street named Don Rickles. I know the people who own the club, the Slate Brothers. I'll make reservations for you. So, okay, so we show up, you know, looking our age.
Did you have a flat top then?
Probably.
He was a hoopster then, man.
And it had this strange big sign over the door, no one under 21 allowed. Right. And secondly, the stage was set back in a bow window, so you came in the door, and in order to get to your table, you had to walk in front of the stage.
Oh.
And Henry Slate, who I said knew my boss, sort of looked at us and said, how old are you? And then I started, and he said, don't tell me.
Yeah.
It's okay. Took us to a table all the way in the back, which meant about a 90-second walk, which seemed like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Because Rickles looked at us. We're walking right in front of him. Ooh. And he says, Henry, I didn't know you were stocking milk. Are you going to put them back in the nursery section? And you know, all I'm trying to do is disappear. And Rickles has us. I mean, there's no place to escape. There are tables on both sides. We're walking down the aisle. After that, I figured out that if you went back on your own and you sat at the bar, there was no cover charge. All you had to do was pay for the drink. So I and a couple of guys became regulars. At the Slate Brothers. That was my second legal drink, was at Slate Brothers. The first one was at a great Dixieland club in Los Angeles. But I missed by one night what everybody says was Rickles' finest moment in Los Angeles.
And where was this again?
It's on La Cienega Boulevard. It's just on the borders of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And Rickles had Henny Youngman and Milton Berle in the club at the same time. And they got up and fired back. And apparently, it's one of the great moments in the history of American comedy. These guys who were
already a big deal. I mean, Milton Berle, he was probably huge by that time, right?
Oh yeah,
he had a big TV show.
Yeah.
So they're coming to see this young comic that people really haven't heard of, and you just happened to have lucked into a situation that you were going there on a regular basis.
Yeah, became a kind of semi-regular.
So they show up. And would he just insult anybody who was there?
He had to pick out people that he thought were worth insulting and had something about them. But you know, every once in a while, he would actually be stumped. There was somebody who was not so nondescript, he couldn't figure out any way to insult them. And the weird story, I didn't know this. I just found it out in the obituary of Rickles. He got the gig at the club because they fired their resident comic after one performance.
Huh.
Guy named Lenny Bruce.
Oh, my God. Is that unbelievable? Quickly, tell that story. You told a really funny one that, do you remember?
Rickles and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Well, Rickles went after, when Frank Sinatra was in the audience one day, he said, you know, Frank, sort of stand up and hit somebody so they know you're Frank Sinatra. And the Sinatra became basically his patron. He's the one who opened up Las Vegas for him. But the story I heard on radio a couple of days ago is that Rickles was dating a new woman, and he was at a restaurant with her, and he noticed Sinatra across the restaurant. So he went over and very quietly said, Frank, I really want to impress this woman. When you're finished eating, could you come on over the table and just say hello? So Sinatra finishes, comes over, said, Don Rickles, how are you? And Rickles looks and says, don't bother me. Don't you see I'm eating?
Let's go to break. That's a good joke.
I love that. Going back a few years with the Kinks, one of their more well-known mid-70s songs.
I saw the Kinks.
Did you?
Yes.
Lola.
At Fox.
Yeah? Good show? They always say Kinks been a good show.
They were good, but they weren't fighting enough.
Oh, yeah, the Davies Brothers.
They fight.
Yeah, they had butted heads on that.
Yeah.
We're coming back right after this with the wait a minute. Let me get this right. NGK segment.
Wow.
Got to get them all straight. Got to keep our.
Did you write that down?
No, I'm just winging it, brother.
Oh God, that's scary.
We'll be right back with the final segment. So hang around. We'll be back in a few.
It's the best segment.
We're saving the best for last. Yep. Plus, we got to talk quickly about Cup of Nations trivia tonight because I am taking no prisoners.
Wow. Okay. It's Barbara Rosa.